If you are looking at copper pipe in your basement and thinking about whether you can replace some or all of it with PEX yourself, the answer in most cases is yes. But the answer to which PEX and which fitting system and which tools you need is something most tutorials handle badly. They show you how to make the connection. They skip the part where you understand why you're making that specific connection in that specific location, and what happens if you get it wrong. That gap is where the expensive mistakes live. Let me fill it in. PEX stands for cross-linked polyethylene. It is flexible, it does not corrode, it is significantly cheaper than copper, and it has been standard in residential new construction across much of the United States for decades. The three types that matter for replacement work are PEX A, PEX B, and PEX C. They are not interchangeable in terms of fitting systems. They have different flexibility characteristics, and the tool requirements are completely different. Most tutorials pick one and show you that one without explaining the choice. Here's how to think about it. PEX A is the most flexible of the three. It uses expansion fittings. You expand the pipe end with an expansion tool, insert the fitting, and the pipe contracts back around the fitting as it cools. This creates an extremely strong connection, allows you to use insert fittings rather than compression fittings, and has the best freeze damage recovery of the three types because the material has memory and will partially close back after a freeze event. The downside is the expansion tool, which costs between $150 and $300 to buy and is not something most people already own. If you are doing a whole house repipe or a substantial partial repipe, PEX A with an expansion tool is the right choice. If you are replacing 3 feet of pipe in a wall, renting or buying that tool for one connection is not economical. PEX B is slightly stiffer and uses crimp or clamp fittings. Crimp fittings require a crimping tool, also available for rent, and use a metal ring that is compressed permanently around the pipe over a brass insert fitting. Clamp fittings, also called cinch clamps, use a stainless steel clamp that you tighten with a different, simpler tool. Both systems work reliably. PEX B with crimp or clamp connections is what most DIYers use for spot repairs and partial replacements, because the tooling is more affordable and the process is more forgiving for occasional use. PEX C is less commonly used in residential DIY repair work, and you can mostly set it aside for this conversation. One more thing before we get into the actual process. The color coding. Red, blue, and white are the standard colors for PEX, with red generally used for hot water lines and blue for cold. This is convention, not code requirement. The pipe itself is identical regardless of color, and you can use white for both if that is what is available. The color makes tracing lines easier in cramped spaces, and if there is any chance someone else will work on your plumbing in the future, matching convention is a courtesy that matters. Now let's talk about the actual replacement work. The first decision is scope. Are you replacing a single failing section, a pinhole leak, a joint that has corroded, or are you doing a broader repipe? For a single section, the process is shut off the water to that section or the whole house, drain the line, cut out the copper section with a pipe cutter or hacksaw, and install a copper to PEX transition fitting at each end. Transition fittings have a copper suet end on one side and a PEX end on the other. The copper side connects to your existing copper pipe using a push-fit connector, no torch required, and the PEX side accepts your crimp or expansion fitting. This is how you connect PEX to an existing copper system without needing to solder. Here is the thing about push-fit connectors, often called by the brand name SharkBite, that tutorials either oversell or dismiss. They work, they are reliable for accessible runs, and they are not appropriate for connections buried in concrete or enclosed in walls where you cannot inspect them. For a repair in a visible, accessible basement run, a push-fit connector is fine. For a connection you are closing behind drywall, use the appropriate soldered copper fitting or a PEX crimp that is rated for in-wall installation. The push-fit manufacturers will tell you in-wall is acceptable. The plumbers who do warranty work on residential properties will tell you a different story. Make the call based on your access situation. For a broader repipe, say, replacing the main distribution run from the water heater outward, or replumbing a bathroom, the process is more involved, but follows the same logic. You start from the water heater or main supply. Run new PEX in the appropriate sizes. 3/4 inch for main runs, 1/2 inch for branches to individual fixtures. And use a manifold system or standard T-fittings, depending on whether you want a home run configuration or a more traditional tree configuration. The home run configuration, where each fixture gets its own dedicated line running directly from a central manifold, is what modern construction uses, because it allows individual shutoffs at the manifold without affecting other fixtures. It also uses more pipe. The tree configuration, which is what most older homes have, uses less material but requires T connections at each branch point. For a DIY partial repipe, where you are mostly following existing pipe runs, the tree configuration is easier to work with, because you are replacing existing runs in place, rather than routing new lines from a central point. The expansion fitting decision comes back to this. If you are going to use PEX A with expansion fittings, the tool is an investment that pays for itself across a full house repipe, but is hard to justify for a two-joint repair. If you are going to use PEX B with crimp or clamp fittings, the tool is affordable enough to buy and keep. The crimp tool is more reliable than the clamp tool for consistent results, but the clamp tool is faster and easier to use in tight spaces. For most DIYers doing residential repair work, PEX B with crimp fittings and a rented or purchased crimp tool is the right answer. If you find yourself replumbing a significant portion of the house, upgrade to PEX A and an expansion tool, and you will not regret it. The pressure test is the part most tutorials mention and most DIYers skip, which is exactly backward. Before you close any wall, before you restore water pressure to a repaired section, connect a pressure gauge to the line and pressurize it with air to a pressure roughly 10 psi above your normal household water pressure. Usually that means somewhere around 70 psi. If the pressure holds, the connections are good. If it drops, you have a leak in a fitting, and you find it now, before the drywall goes up, or the flooring goes back down. The cost of a pressure gauge is $12. The cost of finding a leak after the wall is closed is the drywall, the insulation, and several hours of your weekend. Test first. The copper to PEX transition points deserve one more mention, because they are where most connection failures happen in hybrid systems. The inside diameter of PEX is different from the inside diameter of copper of the same nominal size, which means flow velocity at the transition point changes. This is not a problem for standard residential use. It becomes a problem when people use the wrong transition fitting and create a restriction or a turbulence point that causes cavitation damage over time. Use fittings rated specifically for copper to PEX transition. They are widely available at any plumbing supply or hardware store. Do not use a standard copper compression fitting as a PEX adapter. They look similar, they are not the same. On the question of permits, replacing a like-for-like pipe section in a single-family home under a certain value threshold does not require a permit in most jurisdictions. A significant repipe, running new lines, or any work that touches the main service entry does require a permit in most places, and for good reason. The inspection is the second pressure test, and it is one you want. Check your local requirements before you start anything beyond a spot repair. What you can do yourself, confidently, replacing failing copper sections in accessible basement or crawl space runs, replumbing a bathroom or kitchen using PEXB with crimp fittings and proper transition hardware, doing your own pressure test before closing walls, and identifying the right pipe size and type for your specific application. What you call a plumber for? Anything involving the main shutoff at the street. Any work that requires soldering near existing copper you cannot isolate. Any situation where your pressure test fails and you cannot identify the source of the leak. And any full house repipe where code compliance and permit inspection are part of the scope. The difference between a successful DIY repipe and a callback disaster is almost always one of two things: using the right fitting system consistently throughout the repair, and testing the work before you close it up. The pipe itself is hard to get wrong. The fittings are where the variables live, and now you know what they are. Save the copper quotes you get from plumbers. Look at the material cost on the invoice. That number, minus the cost of PEX and the fittings you can do yourself, is the conversation you are having with your own time and your own risk tolerance. For accessible runs in your own house, most of the time, the math works out in favor of doing it yourself. One last thing worth putting in writing before you start. Take photographs of every run before you close the walls. Photograph the routing of the pipe, the location of every connection, the distance from the connection to the nearest stud or joist. These photos are worth more than they seem when you are standing in a finished room 2 years later trying to remember where a line runs, or when you need to add a fixture and want to know where you can safely drill. The phone in your pocket has a camera. The 5 minutes you spend documenting the work will save hours of guesswork later. And guesswork in walls is expensive. PEX is forgiving, economical, and within reach for any homeowner who is willing to learn the fitting system before they start cutting. The cost savings over copper are real. On a partial bathroom repipe, it is realistic to save $800 to $1,500 in materials alone. On a full house repipe, the savings can be substantial enough to justify the expansion tool purchase several times over. The trade-off is your time and the commitment to doing the work correctly. Right fitting for the pipe type, consistent technique on every connection, and a pressure test before anything gets closed. If the pressure test holds, you did it right. That is the only verification that matters. The question I get asked more than any other on PEX work is whether it is code compliant in older homes. The answer is yes, in virtually every jurisdiction in the United States. PEX has been approved by the major model plumbing codes, the International Plumbing Code, the Uniform Plumbing Code, for decades, and most state and local codes have followed. There are a small number of municipalities with older code adoptions that still require copper for certain applications. And if you are in one of those areas, your permit inspection will tell you. For the overwhelming majority of the country, replacing copper with PEX in a residential application is fully code compliant. And your local building department inspector will confirm this when you pull the permit for anything beyond a spot repair. Do the work, test the work, document the work. Then, close the wall.